From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. As gas prices continue to hit all-time highs in Timmins, Chamber of Commerce President Rob Knox points to the country whose invasion of Ukraine is making it a global outcast.
We talk about our $300 million a year of imports from Russia for oil and gas. I think if we address those issues, then perhaps this price fluctuation could be abated here in Canada.
Knox says the NDP bill to regulate the price of gas in Ontario has merit at the surface, but would be difficult to implement. He notes that it's a very complicated matter. The second increase this week in the price of a liter of gas in Timmins has it flirting with $1.90. It's a good news, bad news kind of day for Ontario on the COVID-19 front. The good news is, if all goes well, masks will no longer be a thing by the end of March. Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, reinforces what Premier Doug Ford and Health Minister Christine Elliott have been saying about masks.
I do agree with the Premier and the Minister that because the trends look so good that we can anticipate, if the trends continue, removing mandatory masking by the end of March.
However, Dr. Moore also confirms that a new threat, the BA2 COVID-19 variant, is likely to become the dominant strain by mid-March. The BA2 variant appears to be almost 30% more transmissible than the currently dominant Omicron. Canada is imposing more penalties on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland says Russia and Belarus will have to pay a 35% tariff on exports to Canada, as the country's status of favored trading partner have been revoked. North Korea is the only other country that doesn't enjoy that status. Freeland says new immigration streams are being opened for people who want to come to Canada, one for anyone coming temporarily and another for those looking to stay. The federal government is also sending rocket launchers and grenades to Ukraine. Back here at home, with Jason Cerita departed for the world of consulting, the Living Space Board has named Director of Operations Robin May the new executive director. May says among her first priorities in her new role is expanding partnerships to offer more supports to the homeless.
So our door is open here. We want to continue with collaboration with our community partners, with space available for them to come in, offer their services and programs right here at our location, and really meeting individuals where they're at.
May adds that by being out in the community more, education and awareness will help remove the stigma about living space and homeless people. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.